Being a Christian these days is not for the faint-hearted. I'm Ruth Kramer, and this is Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Really, nothing about the Great Commission is easy, but that's especially true in a couple of areas that we're talking about today. Let's start in Egypt. Sat-7 offices in Cairo were raided over the weekend by officers of Egypt's Censorship Bureau. Sat-7's Rex Rogers says,
they took equipment, they took materials, they took the executive director and detained him, suggesting that we didn't have a series of licenses to operate the facility.
Sat-7's a Christian satellite television ministry to the Middle East and North Africa. Their programming comes from a biblical worldview. So is this persecution? Well, more likely, it's a misunderstanding, says Rogers. They've answered nearly all the charges, and the director was released. However, it means the Cairo offices are shut down for now.
Instead, we broadcast from our Beirut Arabic language studios and told the viewing public why we had to go with a different programming.
The matter's not resolved yet, so they're asking for your prayer support.
Pray for Sat-7 that God would protect its ministry and even its resources, and he would turn it to good and the positive for the ministry throughout the Middle East and North Africa.
Even in the worst of times, God is still at work. There's proof of that in the refugee crisis in Europe. Helen Williams of World Missionary Press shares that refugees in Hungary were arrested and left at train stations. But some churches took this as an opportunity to minister.
They were going to the train stations, helping with food and clothing and giving out the gospel. And they indicated that one of our problems is that we don't have translators and we aren't able to speak the language. So they were looking for literature.
And WMP was able to provide thousands of their scripture booklets. That's just one of the examples. The booklets are being sent all over Europe. And soon, 1.5 million will be sent to Denmark.
I think that this movement and this opportunity has broadened their horizon, if you will, and that some of these that were getting maybe smaller shipments are going to be looking to get larger.
But they need your support first. The cost for one booklet is just 5 cents. Think of the difference you could make with 10 bucks. Go to our website for the links. You're listening to Mission Network News. The refugee crisis is a call to action. In the U.S., InterVarsity Christian Fellowship is prepping college students to answer it. To help, InterVarsity just rolled out a free devotional called the Matthew Challenge. The challenge is reading all of the book of Matthew in the New Testament and responding to it via social media. This reflects the conference's focus, sharing the gospel outside your community. Matthew is a great tool to help anyone do this, so take up the challenge today by visiting our website. And the Urbana 15 conference isn't the only thing bringing Christians together. Just recently, believers in Quito, Ecuador took to the streets in a march called March of Jesus. It was a peaceful way to express the church's concern for what's happening in the country. It also exalted Jesus by showing a unified church. It was important to show peace, as Quito has recently seen many violent marches. So please be praying for the believers and the challenges that they face in Ecuador. And the Word of God is what unites all of these believers together. But it's also something that millions of Christians around the world lack access to.
122,000 people are getting saved every day. And the alarming fact is the majority of those people are attending churches where the pastor doesn't even own a Bible.
And that's why every year Christian Resources International sends millions of dollars worth of free Bibles and Christian books to believers around the world. All of the materials come from donations, which are currently on the downside. CRI's Jason Wolford is asking for your help.
At this particular time, we're kind of low on Bibles, and so I'm asking those that are listening to this broadcast to go and seek out Bibles. We're going to send those and give them away for free to somebody in Africa, India, China, Philippines, etc.
You'll find the full articles plus prayer and action points at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University. With all of the bad news you hear coming from the Middle East, it's easy to overlook God's work in these areas. But with your gift, I'll send you a copy of Brother Nathan's new book called Love Casts Out Fear. It's the story of a jihad survivor who shares his journey from revenge to redemption. Call us at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link provided at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.